Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we present our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And we present it to a law enforcement officer in Central Virginia who has gone above and beyond, represents, in my opinion, the best of the badge. And our honoree for July is one of those guys, and I mean head and shoulders above other folks who have done the work that he is doing, done the work that he has done. James Willett is the colonel at Pamunkey Regional Jail. Colonel Willett is the superintendent over at Pamunkey Regional Jail. He's actually getting ready to turn things over and enter civilian life for the first time in 28 years, sir. That's right?
That's correct.
Well, Colonel, I am happy to have you here. First of all, congratulations on this, and I guess congratulations on the retirement as well.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's been a long time coming.
Well, 28 years, a long time. That's a long time to do something you love. You kind of loved what you did.
Absolutely. I've loved every minute of it. Yeah. I never thought, you know, that it would take me down this road when I first, you know, applied at the jail.
Right.
I had visions of, you know, wanting to go on the road at some point.
Sure.
You know, I used to build houses before I decided to go this avenue, and I was looking for a career and a retirement and looking to get on the road, but just never decided that I wanted to do anything other than be in corrections. It's been very rewarding to me, and I owe everything that I have to that choice that I made all those years ago.
Well, take us through the process then. So you make application, and you're thinking, all right, I can work as a correctional officer, mm-hmm. Pamunkey Regional Jail. Is that where you started?
That's correct.
Okay, so you have spent your entire career there, which is a testament to you and, quite frankly, to the facility, and we'll talk about some of the changes. But you certainly, your first day on the job is not as superintendent, right? Yeah, they don't say, here's those Eagles, Colonel, go get them. You got a little bit of a learning curve, do you not?
Absolutely. So, matter of fact, I started at the old Hanover County Jail,
okay,
because Pamunkey was in its final stages of being completed. So we opened in March of 98.
Okay.
So from December 97 to March of 98, I'm very fortunate that I had a chance to work at the old facility, which is part of the reason why they were, you know, moving to the regional jail,
right.
It was outdated. You know, we didn't have any heat, air condition. I mean, it was just overcrowded. But it gave a true appreciation for when we transitioned to the new jail being state of the art. And not just from the staffing standpoint, we had air condition and all that. But the inmates also, you know, benefited from it as well. You know, they didn't have the confined conditions. They were offered more programs. They had time to go outside,
right,
you know, to go to watch television and just enjoy a lot of the privileges that they weren't afforded at the old jail because you just couldn't do it.
Right.
So it made that environment better for both staff and those that were incarcerated as well. And the pressure was gone because a lot of folks didn't make the transition or they didn't last long because they were basing their experiences on so many years of working in the old linear style.
Okay.
Where, you know, it was, you know, pretty tough, you know, back then.
Yeah.
And so the philosophy of direct supervision is you're actually in the housing unit with all the inmates that are out at one time. So no longer is there bars or barriers between you two. So you have to depend on the ability to talk to people.
Right.
And for me, building houses and working with people out in the general public, you know, kind of it came second nature to me just to be able to talk to folks.
Yeah.
And I think the golden rule applies, you know, and I remember that from my initial training is bottom line is treat people like you want to be treated.
Right.
And I think that just resonated with me through my entire career, no matter, you know, where I worked. And I think that really helped me when I hit that button that day and all 42 folks came out at one time. And it was just actually, to be honest, it was pleasant.
Wow.
I had no issues. And it was just not like a typical day at the old facility.
Wow. So. Wow. Mm-hmm. Colonel James Willett is joining us. And Colonel Willett, at the time you're hearing this, has just retired after 28 years of service, retiring as the superintendent of Pamunkey Regional Jail. Colonel, one of the things you've mentioned a couple of times already, just in a couple of moments, which may shock people who are listening, you're talking about inmates, and you're talking about those who are incarcerated being comfortable, if you will, right? Having access to heat and cool and programs. This is not what the vast majority of civilians think of when they think of jails, right?
Absolutely. I think that's one thing that's forgotten about for those that also work in corrections. You know, it's, you know, you spend a vast majority of your time also, you know, locked up.
Yeah. Colonel James Willett is joining us. Colonel, let's talk about the difference. Again, I'd like part of this to be educational for folks who are listening. The difference between a jail and a prison, because people use those terms interchangeably, and they are not interchangeable.
No, not at all. I think the biggest difference you see right away is from a jail standpoint, you see folks who are initially, it's their first taste of the system, I guess, so to speak. And we see those people typically at their worst.
Right.
Sometimes at their behavior or their mental health status and their overall just physical health. And so we have to, you know, make sure all those needs are met, you know, from a mental health standpoint. Or a lot of these people who come to jail are not compliant with their prescription meds or just taking their health in general.
Right.
But we have to do all those things because,
yeah,
you know, that's one of our jobs and top priorities, make sure those needs are met. And I think people don't understand that when the officers make the arrest, they come to us, and now we have the long-term solution we have to provide. And we're also dealing with a lot of these folks go through substance use disorders that they're battling, and now all of a sudden, you know, they're forced to, you know, pretty much go cold turkey as of whatever they were doing on the street.
Yeah.
And we have to manage all that in a safe way. And with the Department of Corrections, their folks that they receive, they've been with us for some time. They're already clean from whatever substance use disorder they're dealing with. Their mental health, they're at least, you know, been treated. Their medical history, their health has been kind of stabilized.
Yeah.
They've been through some programs already. You know, so from a corrections standpoint, a lot of those things have already been addressed. And yes, they have them for a longer period of time, but that's the biggest difference for us is they're serving in that longer sentence after we've put them through the process pretty much of helping them, you know, get settled in and squared away from a mental health and a overall health standpoint. So
who is incarcerated at Pamunkey Regional Jail? Are these simply folks waiting for a court date, or are they serving a sentence of some sort?
Yeah, all these folks are mostly pretrial, but they're waiting to be go through court dates and eventually get sentenced. And how it typically works is the Department of Corrections, when you're sentenced as to the Department of Corrections itself through the state, it's anything over a year.
Okay.
So once they get sentenced to 1 year or more, they're technically property of the state. They determine their release date and all that. And historically, they will, of course, make pickups and take those folks from us, and they'll put them at various places throughout the state. But anyone serving less than a year will stay with us.
Okay.
And several years back, not that long ago, more or less 2 years or more, the state picked them up, and those with less than 2 years usually typically stayed with us.
Okay.
But now with the declining populations due to the jails and even in the state system, they're able to take those people at a faster pace. So, yeah, most men and women, of course.
Yeah.
You know, we house it, you know, men, women. We have minimum offenders all the way to max custody folks. And so It's a one-stop shop.
Colonel James Willett, who has just retired as the superintendent of Pamunkey Regional Jail. He is our July recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Colonel, I have mentioned to you, and I've mentioned every time I've had the opportunity to interact with your staff, and, well, anybody and everybody, I talk about this. 1,000 years ago, as a police officer, I made an arrest. My attitude was cuff them and stuff them. Right. And I drop them off somewhere. Good luck. Hope it all works out for you. And then you start to realize, and Carl Leonard down in Chesterfield County, the sheriff of Chesterfield County, Carl and I have had this chat because Carl was also on the road for 20 plus years and sort of had the same idea. And then you realize, no, wait a minute. We've got what? 98% of these folks are coming back into the community. And do I want them coming back with no skills, no education? Do they still have the same substance issues? Or would I like them to come back and say, I got to mow the lawn. I'm going to bring the trash cans in. I have a job and I pay taxes. How you doing today? Right? I mean, that's your mission. And by God, you guys are doing that. It's amazing to me. They do indeed. Well, Colonel, I would say that none of the gifts that you get will get you any closer to retirement, but you don't need it. You're there. So this is all just a little gravy on top of it. We put together a gift package for each and every one of our recipients of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to share with you some of the things that are in here. There's some Jeff Katz swag, which you feel free to dropping on the way out. That doesn't matter. But the important stuff here, my friend Tony Brewster lives down in Chesterfield County. He put together a golf tournament. And the purpose of the golf tournament is to raise money to give gift certificates, gift cards to honorees. So Tony Brewster has made sure that you've got a great gift there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There, my friends at For the Love of Chocolate in Carytown. I don't know if you're familiar with For the Love of Chocolate, but this is so worth the trip.
I will be.
Yeah. Unbelievable chocolate from around the world, and they have a beautiful gift card for you there. My friend Laura Sylvester is a baker. She hasn't always been a baker. She just discovered she really loves baking and has a talent for it. So she started a business. It's called the Pie Safe Baking Company. That's in the Mechanicsville area, but she'll make any sort of a cake or a cookie or stuff that's on the menu, not on the menu. There's a gift certificate. There's her menu here, and I'm only slightly biased, but I would tell you that the Julia Katz strawberry shortcake is delicious. That is okay. my daughter Julia's favorite, and so Laura named it after her.
All right, that's awesome.
Jamie Walter, if you remember Mike Walter from the state police, Jamie, his wife, and their kids put together a gift package, or some gift cards, there's a letter, there's a challenge coin in there, and that is for you. My friend, Pastor Steve Boots, who's over at Mount Victory Baptist Church, is also a woodworker and a police chaplain for Henrico County. And so he has made a beautiful, beautiful thin blue line flag for you that you take home. My friend, Mike McTernan. Mike is one of Jan McTernan's sons. He owns and operates Prince George Towing down on the south side of town. He commissioned special challenge coins that only recipients of the Jan McTernan Award get. And then finally, my friend Emily Morrissey. Emily is 27 years old, lovely lady. Emily has a number of disabilities and challenges. And in school, they learned that Emily had a real talent for working with beads. That was part of her PT and OT. Right. So her folks, Dan and Kristen, her brother PJ, they set up a business for her. It's called emilysbracelets.com. And she makes any number of beautiful bracelets. And so, again, for our honorees, you will get one. I promised Emily, and you wear yours whenever you want, but I promised Emily that I wear mine on every day that ends in Y.
Oh, that's awesome.
And thus far, it's worked. So those are the things that you get to take with you from here, in addition to thanks, appreciation, admiration for 28 years of service and accomplishments that, they're clearly going to remain long after you have departed Pamunkey. So thank you for everything that you've done.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the honor of just being here today. And still shout out to Nathan Webble for, you know, nominating me for this award. This also shows, you know, the relationship that we've had over the years and the faith that I could represent well for the month of July. And I really appreciate you taking the time and interviewing me today. And it's been great to talk about 28 years wonderful times. So thank you.
You bet. That is Colonel James Willett, retired superintendent of the Pamunkey Regional Jail. Colonel Willett is, in fact, the July recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.